This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. This is lubrication that takes your weapon and increases its lethality. Now then, I want to go back and look at the appointees that are probably going to just get there. Trump's going to get every one of them that he wants to, I think. But in the meantime, the left is going to go ballistic. One, they're going ballistic over the prospect of Sessions becoming our next attorney general. They don't like that Representative Mike Pompeo. They don't like that he's going to be the new CIA director. They probably don't like Flynn. They don't like Mattis. And while the left does all of this and is like losing their mind, splitting their wig, they should know that Democrats have very little ground to oppose them. Okay? And this is thanks to Senator Harry Reid's "I get beat up by exercise equipment." He was the one that nuked the filibuster rules in 2013 for presidential appointments. With the exception of Supreme Court nominations, only a simple majority is needed to confirm Pompeo and Sessions. So they're not going to be able to block Sessions to become in his bid to become Attorney General. And they can't do much to stop Pompeo from assuming the helm of CIA. And they have themselves to thank for this. Because when you make a rule change like that, that is the height of arrogance. The Senate is supposed to be the upper chamber, where the more cooler heads prevail. But Harry Reid was too busy ramming through controversial rules, fundamentally changing the way the Senate does business. They unleashed in November 2013 what's called the nuclear option, allowing senators to approve by simple majority all presidential appointments to the executive branch and judiciary, with a big exception for Supreme Court justices. They took this step because they were so frustrated by what they saw as Republican foot-dragging on Obama's choices for his administration and federal judgeships. Under the new rules, it takes only a simple majority of senators to confirm such appointments instead of the 60 typically needed to force Senate action. 2013 then-minority leader Mitch McConnell warned the GOP could easily seize power back in the 2014 elections, which they did, securing the majority in the Senate, and that's now what's happened. They also added that Senate Democrats hope the nuclear option isn't expanded to include Supreme Court nominations. But you know what? McConnell could do that. As a matter of fact, McConnell could expand them and then take it back after he's gotten everything done. Because he's in charge. Because Reid set that benchmark. Okay? Pompeo is making some people really uneasy, namely Representative Nancy Pelosi, due to him being one of the firebrand members of the House Committee on Benghazi. And it's too bad, Nancy, because Reid screwed you over too. Incoming Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he was against the 2013 nuking of the filibuster rules. That was inevitable. There's no such thing as permanent political majorities. Both parties have learned this brutally. Republicans post-2004 and Democrats post-2010. The GOP was eventually going to retake the Senate, and it would be Democrats possibly facing off against a majority, seems bound to confirm presidential nominees that are simply driving the left nuts. Reed may have thought about this, but, you know, so what? He's leaving. Someone else has messed clean up, and that person will be Schumer. And it's quite possible that Reed knows the dangers or knew the dangers, but did it anyway for the few minutes of satisfaction he'd receive while sticking it to the GOP. Now Donald J. Trump, and he is like a virus to the progressives, has picked someone who is truly the anti-Holder, despite the fact that Sessions, who is being smeared as a horrible racist, supported Holder's initial nomination as Attorney General. Reed and Obama have totally screwed up their party, and they have left them defenseless to stop the Trump nominees. Whatever the Democrats feel is, you know, tough. And at the same time, it's precedent. So maybe the Trump White House and Sessions should publicly thank Harry Reid for making these cabinet appointments super easy to confirm. Trump can nominate anybody for any job, and it's just going to go through. It's just going to go through. Now, should these rules be left the way they are? Yeah. For the short term, they should be left the way they are until the next election. We should go ahead and get all the Supreme Court nominees we need in there, all of Trump's cabinet in there, and then if they want to change it back to a kinder, gentler Senate, and maybe there's some way they could change it back to where it can never be undone again. That seems to be something that they should lock that up and throw away the key. And why we would trust the Senate to regulate themselves. You know, one thing Trump says is he wants to drain the swamp. He wants to see term limits. You got to get these guys to vote for that. That's the one thing that I think is the most difficult thing for him to put together. I don't think it's impossible, though, because what he can do is he can take it to the American people. He knows how to play the media. He can take it to the American people and get out there and say, this is what you voted for me for. This is what I'm trying to do, and your Congress is in the way. You need to contact your representatives. You need to contact your senator, and you need to get out there and get them to vote for this. Get me the support I need so I can drain this swamp once and for all. Let's get rid of a corrupt Washington, D.C. elite and turn this back into what the founding fathers meant for it to be. And you know what? That might work. That might just work. But in the meantime, pre-swamp drain, the swamp gets to still, you know, some of those rules, since we're talking about it in swamp terms, some of those rules that were in place in the Senate were sort of like the sump pump. If it started to flood, it would get rid of some of that so they could maybe get in there and maybe put something together. Reed kicked all of that out. He kicked all of that out so that he could be in charge. He wanted to stick it to the Republicans. He did. But it was temporary, just like everything else on this earth. It was temporary. It was never going to last. One thing that I really don't understand about these political parties, when they get in there and they're in power, you know, they got to like that. And all they have to do is actually perform and do something, make a few changes, because right now that bar is set sort of low because they don't really do anything. So all they've got to do is pass 3, 4, 5 bills in one session, and they're looking like super legislators. And then watch what happens. McConnell becomes the majority leader forever until he dies, which that looks like they could be sometime next week. But that's all beside the point. They are going to have to perform this time. And Trump can shame them into that. And he can lead them into that, and we're going to help him do that. And we're going to have to hold his feet to the fire, too. And I'm hoping that we won't need to get too rough with him, because I think we got a pretty good thing going on. But, you know, when we get back, the outgoing president, who is going to go lead the good life, he just bought a new house and everything, he's saying that he's going to hang around and try to fight the Republicans. He's saying he's going to try to help the Democrats get back all of their, you know, their plurality. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weather. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
From the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, it's like a treatment. This is not just lubrication for when your weapon gets fired or something. This works all over all of the metal parts of your weapon. Feel free to treat the entire thing. Froglube.com. If you thought that January 2017 would be the end of the Obama imprint on American politics, well, think again. He will be gone. And Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States, and he'll be working with a Republican Congress. But Barack Obama won't be too far away, and he said that he's probably going to head back into the trenches to oppose Trump once he makes his exit. Let me give you my thoughts on that in just a second, but coming from, I don't even know where this came from. This come from Daily Caller? No, this came from Town Hall. President Obama's rethinking, Matt Vespa, is rethinking his plans to withdraw from the political arena after he leaves office next year, hinting to friends and supporters that he wants to add his voice to the shell-shocked Democratic activists and elected officials who are now angrily vowing to oppose Donald J. Trump's presidency. White House aides say they expect the president to try to refrain from criticism during the transition because of his belief in the importance of a courteous and dignified transfer of power. But while the president holds out hope that he might influence Mr. Trump, he's made it clear that once out of office, he will not remain silent if Mr. Trump goes too far in undoing his legacy. I'm going to be constrained in what I do with all of you until I am again a private citizen. And he's only going to be moving a few miles away from the White House next year. He told a meeting this past week of Organizing for Action, the group that maintains his political movement. But that's not so far off. Dozens of liberal advocacy groups, which have received a flood of donations and new members in the chaotic days since Trump's defeat of Hillary Clinton, are gearing up for years of clashes with Mr. Trump. After 8 years of advocacy on behalf of the Obama agenda, they're racing to recast themselves as the one stopping Trump and the expected assault on an array of Democratic policies. We shouldn't be shocked by this. This is, Barack Obama is a man of sizable ego. He was out there telling people to vote for Hillary to protect his legacy. That was the only reason to vote for Hillary. Protect my legacy. If you don't vote for Hillary, you're voting to cast aside my legacy. As if. This is Professor Obama. Okay? He probably would have taken a few weeks off then lecture the rest of the world about how America sucks if Clinton had won the election. Obama was never going to retreat into the dens of solitude the way Bush did after 2008. Now, Glenn Reynolds over at Allopundit has good reasons why Obama is going to be different. A, he's our first black president, so him being the first at bat, leaving our congressional Democrats to take a swing at Trump's supposed assault on American civil rights. B, he's popular, and C, the media still loves him, and that's the perfect recipe for him to launch an assault against Trump should the time call for it. That may happen, given the GOP is set to repeal his Affordable Care Act that has done nothing but brought premium hikes and economic misery to America's working class. But, in another round of firsts, he took unprecedented steps to drag Hillary Clinton across the finish line to victory, and he failed. So as a makeup and as a favor to his party, he sort of needs to stay in the game, much to our annoyance, to possibly increase his party's chances of possibly retaking Congress in 2018. Good luck. Popularity and friendly media and someone who actually resonated with enough working class workers to ensure that these rural counties, which mostly flipped this cycle, didn't run up the margins when he ran against Romney in 2012. Additionally, it also sort of helped Obama that Romney was considered an alien by those folks, or worse, a representation of the people who had laid them off. If a Trump administration fumbles the ball or doesn't honor its promises, especially when it comes to manufacturing jobs, then Obama would be a great surrogate for Democrats hitting the midterms in the Rust Belt areas. These folks are not diehard Republicans. They're swing voters, much in the vein of the Ross Perot Army, who will boot Trump in 4 years if he turns out to be a disappointment. But I think Trump sort of knows this, and I think Republicans sort of know this. And they control the town now. Not being able to deliver is no longer the fault of Obama or Harry Reid. The onus is now on them. And at the same time, Trump supports government-mandated child care, closing loopholes in our tax system, shifting the party away from a free trade disposition. It's a sign that this year's GOP was comprised of a more blue-collar base, where child care is an area of concern, and free trade is blamed for the bleeding of American jobs. How will the GOP establishment make peace with that rift? That could lead to a Boehner situation where more Democrats support the Trump agenda than Republicans. Yet, should Trump be successful in some of the cornerstones of his agenda, despite some Republican opposition, which is more likely going to come from Cruz and the like, then it could be an odd situation indeed, with Obama and Trump possibly campaigning for their respective allies on the Hill, albeit supporting some of the same things. The GOP's base collar got bluer for this upcoming session of Congress, and that momentum, which swept them into power, could very well shift to the Democrats in 2 to 4 years. It's something to be considered, but for now, all eyes are on Trump, his agenda, and his appointments, and we'll see when Obama gets back into the swing of things, but it's coming. It's on his to-do list, anyway. Here's the thing, though. Every person that Obama campaigned for lost. Every person that Obama campaigned for lost. Obama... We used to have this saying in the martial arts. There were good teachers and there were good fighters. Rarely were they the same guy. When you found a good fighter who was a good teacher, this was a very exceptional individual. Obama is a good fighter. He is not a good teacher. Hillary is dreadful at a campaign. Obama was pulling out all the stops. I mean, you could sign up for text messages, text message updates on how the campaign was going. They made it seem like David Plouffe was the one sending them to you. And, I mean, the personal touches they put on it, the way they use social media and the way they use text messaging and all these other ways, the $1 donations they took, that's how he won. Trump is better than Obama, though, because Trump didn't even need that. He didn't even use that. He let everything work against him, and he turned it around and just made it look in a mirror, and it went back at him. So, I don't know, you know, Obama being in it still, big deal. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. parameters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you. After you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. It works in every way, not just indeed, by the way. Check them out at froglube.com. In recent months, I mean, I have always considered this, but in recent months, we've been hearing a lot of hyperbole concerning the deep divisions in American society today. At its most extreme, this division is described as embodying an impending civil war. Now, on the one hand, while I sit around and very seriously consider this and get out there and do my best to be prepared for that eventuality, for the most part, I sort of laughed at it because of the logistical issues it would cause. War is based upon logistics. It's not going to be based on how many fighters you've got or whatever. So that part of it, and plus I was wondering who's going to fight it. To a certain degree now, though, I'm a little concerned because these mobs are out here. You know, it used to be that a lot of people would look at that and say, that's outrageous. Because they remember the one civil war we've had. 1861, 1865. And that was a bloodbath. 800,000 Americans died in that war. And it tore the nation into two opposing sides. And as you can readily see, Civil War is an extreme event. But at this particular moment, is it unreasonable to ask if we're facing this kind of a catastrophe again? Most of us should hope not. All of us should hope not. It would be foolish to underestimate the potential for violent disruption, however, in our society. Like the old Confederate veterans who spent the remainder of their lives harboring bitterness and resentment, many of the losers in this most recent national election desperately refused to yield to the new president-elect. If there's any of my friends out there that find my position untenable as a supporter of Trump, I guess I've lost you. So scratch me off your liberal friends' Christmas card list. That's fine. But to make matters worse, let me lose many of my conservative friends also by saying I can somewhat identify with the radical leftist protesters. I can do that because I was prepared to be devastated by a Clinton win. I was prepared to be looking at a daunting task ahead of us. I had every intention of doing my part to secure a victory, and I had and I was planning to lose. Had she won, I would have seriously been in fear of losing the Republic. I was in on the Tea Party thing when it was happening in 2009, 2010. This would be possibly a far less peaceful event. You know, the Democrats planted agent provocateurs to incite violence, as they did at Trump rallies back then. This would be different. This would have been a different thing. I dreaded what was going to happen to the government. I dreaded what was going to happen to the country with a Clinton win. And, I mean, it was an answer to a prayer that she did not. So it is not entirely impossible for me to peer into the minds of the anti-Trump protesters, since their dread is actually materialized, although they had no idea to even consider it because they were being told over and over again it was in the bag. It was guaranteed. No way she's going to lose. So far, their angst has been manifested mostly in tears and whining and, you know, tearing their clothes, cowering, you know. But there is a violent element among them. Their fears are enormous. Some are imaginary, some are real, but in either case, their fears will motivate them. The imaginary fears include the predicted assembly of illegal immigrants into concentration camps. Why would we do that? The real fears include loss of political power and all its perquisites, you know, including the dictatorial ability to force bakers to serve cakes at same-sex ceremonies, an ability that portends much worse to come. Be assured that every failure of liberal policies, such as the implosion of the Obama healthcare system, will now be blamed on Republicans, and particularly on the man they despise the most, Donald Trump. The Democrat Ministry of Propaganda, which we formerly used to call the mainstream media, will headline every unfortunate instance of a child suffering from disease and loudly proclaim that that child would be in perfect health had not Trump cruelly withheld the funds to save that child. Such diatribes cannot help but incite violent emotions. We're already seeing calls for assassination. We'll see more of that. And, I mean, in some cases, by educators. Now, to a certain degree, the Republic is still at risk. But it really is going to depend on them. The problem here is that, and I say this with a heavy heart, okay? I have always thought, and I mean, I know a lot of people around me that have always thought that at some point it's going to degenerate into a shooting thing between us and somebody here within the internals of the United States. For those of us that have actually gone out and trained for that eventuality, we're going to be fine. In a lot of cases, without actually having any sort of formal organization, any patches, a Facebook group, or, you know, a name for the club or whatever. There are plenty of loose alliances out there among people that are veterans and law enforcement that know each other, that have sort of a contingency plan in place should things go sideways. And when that happens, when these irrationally violent people are coming, all based upon gender, these are the, their emotions are all based upon a flawed data set. It's the same thing as the Japanese. The Japanese were throwing themselves off of mountains when the Americans were coming in and had taken it, because they were told by the Japanese government over and over again what would happen to them if they were taken alive by the Americans. So rather than face that, they were throwing themselves off mountains. They're babies. They were throwing them off mountains. It's all based upon that flawed set of data that they've been supplied, propaganda, if you will. From their side right now, they're now feeling for the first time what I've felt for a long time. The only problem is that I'm used to it and I'm completely detached from it. And should I have to put certain things into play, it's not going to be one of these things where I lose my mind exercising it. I'm going to be quite cold and detached from it. That's the problem. And that's what makes me calculating. That's what makes people like me calculating, my side calculating, looking at things and measuring things versus this fly by the seat of their pants, completely ruled by emotion tip. These guys, for the first time, being told no. They've been told no, and they don't know how to take it. The only problem is that the other problem is that most of them, you know, they've been told the government will take care of them and everything else. They're not quite where they need to be, I don't think. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We still got cops being killed. We have the guy in San Antonio killed right in a ticket. So it can happen anytime, anywhere. We can only do our best. When we get back, I'm going to hand it back to GCN one more time. When we get back, the one other thing that I haven't talked about is that just like with Harry Reid rewriting the rules of the Senate, Trump has inherited the imperial presidency. This is Lock and Load.
Military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Now, oh, yeah. Very shortly, we'll be doing the Crack and Pop project. I've started getting the stuff in for my Dylan Press, and very soon we'll be putting that together and filming that and all that other good stuff, and then we're going to be churning out some ammo. That's coming up shortly. We have a new president who's hated by the mainstream media. He's hated by the progressive elites. And before long now, we're going to start hearing about all these lamentations about the imperial presidency. I'd like to know where they were during the Obama years, because that's what he's leaving. He put that in place. Obama put that in place. Quite an irony that when one of whom many on the left said they couldn't stomach his president should become president and inherit a whole panoply of new presidential powers that President Obama used, and no one other than conservatives objected to. Because now Trump can use the same powers. As Damon Root of Reason Magazine has noted, candidate Barack Obama in 2007 professed deep concern about the expansion of executive power under President Bush and vowed to be very different. The president is not above the law, he said. The New York Times got on its own high horse, ripping Bush for his grandiose vision of executive power all the way back in 2006. If they subsequently also shredded President Obama for his very real extra-legal expansions of executive power, I haven't seen it. No one's reported about it. That's because it hadn't happened. Flash forward to early 2014, when frustrated with the Republican-controlled Congress, he said, I've got a pen and I've got a phone, and I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions. His words only reinforced what he had already been doing. For nearly 8 years, President Obama massively expanded his authority on national security issues, on the prosecution of whistleblowers, secret surveillance courts, wars without congressional authorization, drone campaigns without public oversight. This all coming from Tim Mak of the Daily Beast. During this time, the left, with the exception of some civil liberties groups, remained largely silent. Obama also unilaterally named a number of officials to fill offices that required Senate approval, claiming he could not do so because the Senate, he claimed, was not in session. In fact, it was. That was the NLRB, remember? Never mind that some constitutional scholars believe that those executive actions in some cases represented a constitutional breach. The left enthusiastically embraced Obama's use of extraordinary presidential powers because elections have consequences, don't they? The ends justify the means, and as Obama once himself so eloquently put it, I won. Now they get to live to regret it. President-elect Trump will enter office with an extensive list of things to do, and perhaps more importantly, to undo, including much of Obama's questionable agenda from 8 years. Democrats in Congress will no doubt fight a rear guard action to keep Trump from acting without congressional authority. And, you know, this is all on executive action and orders. He can do it. He can just unwind it. He can just tear him up. There'll be a lot of wailing, a lot of gnashing of teeth, and no doubt Trump will remind them, I've got a pen and I've got a phone. He might also remind them that I've also got the majority. You're in the minority. Shut up. Coming from the Border Patrol, their National Border Patrol Council is eager to see Donald Trump build a wall along the southern border, which they believe will be a vital tool in securing America. That just cracks me up to have somebody say, build that wall. According to the San Diego Union-Tribune, the union has encouraged the building of a border wall and changing enforcement policies put in place in the past 4 years. Union President Brandon Judd is now advising the Trump transition team regarding the construction of such a wall. Union Vice President Sean Moran described the wall as a vital tool and is waiting to learn what material will be used in its construction. He also wants to know how high the wall will be. According to James Nielsen, a San Diego Sector Border Patrol agent and spokesman, he said the San Diego area has about 60 miles of border. About 46 miles has fencing and about 13 miles has two sets of fences. The wall would replace the border fencing, which has proven ineffective at stopping people from crossing. The Southern Border Communities Coalition opposes the wall's construction. SBCC Director Christian Ramirez said border communities are safe, thriving, and contribute to the economic and cultural fabric of the United States. Misguided proposals that seek to militarize border communities by deploying more federal agents and building walls do not contribute to improving the quality of life for the more than 15 million people that call the borderlands home. Are you talking about on the Mexican side of the border? Because I think on our side of the border, if you go down there and actually take that trip, there's not a lot of fun out of that one. Not a lot of fun. As we get ready to go, coming from Massachusetts, Jamie Caetano started carrying a stun gun after multiple restraining orders against her violent ex-boyfriend failed to keep him away. One night outside her Massachusetts workplace, she was confronted by the man, who towered over her by about a foot, outweighed her by nearly 100 pounds, and began screaming at her that she should be home with their kids. She displayed the stun gun and told him she didn't want to use it, but warned, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to have to. And it worked. The man left her alone. But not long after, that stun gun that had protected her landed her in trouble with the law. Because in Massachusetts, there's a ban on possessing a stun gun. She was arrested, tried, and convicted after police discovered the gun in her purse. And her case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which in March found the state had gone too far in banning non-lethal stun guns. This The court stopped short of striking down the law, but it unanimously rejected the Massachusetts court ruling that stun guns are not protected by the Second Amendment and sent the case back for a rehearing. Said the case was settled and the law remains on the books. Several states and cities that ban, including Hawaii, New York, Rhode Island, Baltimore, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Tacoma, Washington, would do well to take a hint from the Supreme Court. Not only are the devices protected by the Second Amendment, there was a public safety case for them. For people wanting to defend themselves, stun guns are a reasonable, preferable, and safer alternative to firearms. States scrambling to find ways to sensibly regulate firearms would be better off eliminating bans that waste police, prosecutorial, and judicial resources arresting, trying, and jailing people who are seeking a non-lethal way to defend themselves. Such bans also encourage those same people to buy a lethal firearm instead. Ban on stun guns in Washington, D.C. was recently challenged in court by three residents, and that appears headed for extinction. Critics are correct that stun guns can be dangerous, particularly if used improperly. That can be addressed, they say, through sensible regulation, perhaps requiring training. I've heard that before. And while firearms in homes cause accidental deaths on average twice a day and are used in 56 suicides a day, stun guns do not present those problems. This is coming from the Massachusetts people. So, stun guns. We're not actually talking about the guns that fire the spikes, by the way. We're talking about the little module that has the two electrodes coming out of it that you press the target and you have to actually make contact with them to actually send a little bit of juice into them. So there we have it. We have a bunch of liberals right now that are all up in arms. They're up in arms because Reed set them up. They're up in arms because Obama set them up. They're going to have to face the music. I'm not that concerned, per se, about a civil war because it, even in a really drawn-out fight, it's over in 6 days anyway. But in no matter, we'll be back here in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.